How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Maggie, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to interview you today. Can you first tell everyone how you found Organize 365?
So I'm trying to remember. Trying to remember how I got into podcasts. I got listening, just trying to find, I'm a mom of three, so something about routines, and I started listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
And then you popped up as someone who I should listen to. And I think that I had come across your blog a couple years ago when I was Googling organizing. So I kind of put the two together and was like, oh, I should listen to this. So I started listening and then couldn't stop.
How funny is that? So yeah, I will do that often. Like for sure I do it for Netflix. Like we love the show 24. Yeah. So then shows that are like 24 and then we watch the trailers. And I do the same for podcasts now. Like if I like that podcast or like, it's kind of close, then you scroll to the bottom. It gives you like six or eight more in iTunes anyway that are like that, like that they suggest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So interesting. It. Yes.
Yeah.
And once you go podcast, you can't go back, can you? Like,
no.
Yeah,
no.
Now you like don't like any silence ever. Like I always have an earbud in. I'm listening to somebody all day long.
Exactly. Me too. It's so funny. Yep.
Well, tell us about those three kids. Who lives in your home with you?
Okay. So my husband, Dave, my daughter, Abby, who is 8, my son, David, who just turned 6 this past Saturday, and then my other son, Michael, who turns 3 tomorrow.
Oh, how fun. Those are really fun ages. Are you fully out of diapers yet?
No. Michael is a little hard on the potty training front, so hopefully soon, though. Hopefully.
Well, it's winter, so I mean, you know, yeah. I think it's easier to potty train in the summer.
Yeah.
Than it is in the winter, take everything off all the time. I'd almost rather they not. Like Abby wanted to get potty trained at Thanksgiving time. And she was like, she was not even 2. And I said, no, we wear diapers because we were going to be traveling for the holidays. I'm like, this is not convenient at all. And all this.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, you're fine. You're fine. She goes, no, I go potty on the potty. And she was like, done with diapers. Like there was no training at all. She trained herself like in a day, overnight and everything.
That is so funny. Girls are so much easier than boys.
Oh my gosh, took Joey's.
Boys are hard.
Well, Abby's kind of like me. Like when she wants to do something, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
When we did swimming lessons, she would not put her head in the water. She fought. When she realized you had to go underwater to go off the diving board, she could swim within a day. She went from not putting her head in water to jumping off a diving board by the end of the day and swimming to the side. I mean, that girl, she
that
wants to do
so
it.
Funny. That is so funny. That's just like my Abby. Same way.
Maybe it's the name.
Maybe it is. Yeah.
And Michael's just happy. Like, whatever, mom. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Does he want to go to school like the kids? Like, will he get potty trained for that, do you think?
So he's in preschool 2 days a week right now. And I figured because he's just my outgoing one that he would be ready to go to preschool, hit the ground running. And he's been the hardest one. Like,
oh my gosh.
So I don't know, but hopefully he'll go 3 days a week next week or next year. And that's the kind of potty training. They have to be potty trained by next year. So we got to get potty trained over the summer.
And Maggie, are you home with the kids during the day?
I am. I work part-time. I teach horseback riding lessons and I work part-time on the weekends and on Thursday nights. So, but I'm a chiropractor in.
Oh, I love chiropractic. Are you the one that told me I have to take my posture pump with me?
Yes.
You are. I told my chiropractor, I said, okay, so there's another chiropractor. And he's like, good. So I'm up to 11 minutes. He's like, good girl. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, this is on Instagram. My chiropractor said I need to do a posture pump because my neck is like straight and forward. Like it has no curve whatsoever.
Yes.
To put a curve back into it. So if you guys are like, what the heck? This is question 2. What are they doing? If you, If you've never been a stay-at-home mom, this is exactly what stay-at-home moms do.
Yeah.
If you're like used to corporate water cooler, this is stay-at-home mom yes. water cooler. Oh, how old are your kids? Like, yeah. My kids are 18 and 20 and I could snap right back into it. Like, is that not true, Maggie? Like, we're like,
it's oh. so true. It's
and
so
our true. Schedules, if you are a stay-at-home mom versus a outside of the house working mom, because we're all working, your schedule is like 100% dependent on if your kid's potty trained, how many hours they're in preschool, like what mommy day out programs are open, like what the weather is and what flus are going around. And that kind of thing doesn't, it does impact the corporate woman as far as getting care and it messes with her schedule.
Right.
But it's the day to day of, oh my gosh, the preschool is closed for a week because of yeah. snow and I'm going to lose my mind.
Yes, exactly. And I can't go to the gym because it's yes. season.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. Yeah. So anyway, in case you guys were wondering what that was like, this, that's what it's like.
Exactly.
All right. So Maggie, why did you decide to start getting organized?
So I've always loved organizing. Just ever since I was a kid, I remember organizing my room, organizing my horse stuff, like just organizing yeah. everything. But then when you threw kids into the mix and it just felt like utter chaos all the time, toys everywhere, trying to find a routine, just trying to find control, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's why I just decided. And every organizing program I've ever started. I always wanted to start in January because yep. I want to get organized. That's my New Year's resolution. And I just came across yours, and the kitchen was the easiest place for me to start because my kids are always in the kitchen yep. and that I can keep an eye on them. And so anyways, just trying to gain control, I guess, is the main reason I wanted to start.
Yeah, and we start in the kitchen because it is the one area that will impact the whole family. And also, if your spouse is like, I don't know about this thing, they will immediately see a result within 3 weeks because you're doing the kitchen. But also, that's exactly why I started in the kitchen, because when I was home with my kids, it was the only room that I could actually organize without hiring a babysitter or worrying what they were doing or them making a bigger mess than I could do. So I would always be tweaking my kitchen just a little bit because I put up the gates. And our kitchen family room area was like just a really big playpen that I was inside with the kids.
Yeah, that's the same thing for us. I can see them in the TV yep. area and everything and just keep working.
Yep. Yes, and just do one drawer, one shelf, one cabinet. And that's the other reason we do exactly. these teeny tiny projects because, I mean, as soon as they get into something, if you take too much out, then I mean, you just can never get back to where you were before you started.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Kindred spirits.
Yes.
So when was the first time that you really noticed something was organized that wasn't organized before?
Probably the kitchen, because before I actually purchased the 100-day program, I would just listen to your podcast that started in the kitchen and I'd be organized the kitchen and keep going through yeah. like, and when I go back again to the kitchen, I'm like, oh, this isn't as bad as it was before. Yes. I don't have as much to do as I used to or whatever. So the kitchen was probably the first thing. And then I did listen to the laundry room podcast. Did the laundry room, and then I went back and I did the free week, and I was like, oh, I don't have as much to do here, because I had already yes. listened to the podcast and taken some of your ideas, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And the laundry room stays pretty neat because I'm the only one
right
in the laundry room. And so but the kitchen and the laundry room for sure are just the biggest game changers for me.
So you got a lot of value out of just listening to the podcast and doing yeah. those spaces.
Yeah.
So why did you then purchase the 100-day program, and did it give you anything different?
Yes. So, the planner was the main reason, because I wanted the planner.
It's expensive planner, then, Maggie.
Yes. And then the Facebook group. I wanted to be part of the Facebook group.
Well,
accountability is so huge to sticking with the program. For sure. I needed that, I guess, camaraderie and just wanted to hear the Facebook lives and all these things. I already follow you on Instagram, so I watch your Facebook lives and stuff on there. But just watching all of that and being a part of that was huge for me to stick with it, get past the kitchen and do more.
And did it give you what you wanted? Did it help? Were you yes. glad you did it?
Okay. Oh yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yep.
All right. Awesome. So has anything happened when you started this journey that you didn't expect to happen?
Yes. So I always say my spirit animal is an ostrich, because if anything's going wrong, I just want to stick my head in the ground and then hope it all goes away. And
my friend says the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. She says the same thing.
So, and for me, finances have always been the toughest thing, because when I graduated from chiropractic school, I started working. Well, then I got married, started having kids. I never really gained any traction in the profession itself. So I was always just trying to just get started, to make money. And I never really got there. And then my husband and I decided I'd stay home with the kids. So when I started the 100-day program from day one this past September, my financial goal was to pay for my chiropractic continuing education and my license by December, because it was due at the end of December. And in the past, I've always just been like, oh my gosh, Dave, my license is due and this, and can you help me and help me pay for it? And of course, he always would. He's super supportive. But at the end of September, I called him and I said, guess what? I paid for my license and my continuing ed already. So just that green slash pocket with the finances and the money forced me to have a budget and to start saving. And because I wrote that goal down. And so I just kept putting little bits of money away from every paycheck I got and saved that money and paid it off by the end of September, which I'd never done before. And he was like, oh my gosh, he couldn't believe it. So that in and of itself, when we rolled around and he said, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, I want to go all access with Lisa. and he was like, that's the lady who helped you pay for your chiropractic license, right? And I said, yeah. And he was like, okay, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do.
Oh my goodness.
It was all in.
have you ever taken Gretchen Rubin's test to find out if you're an obliger?
No, but I need to. And I have a feeling I'm an obliger.
I have a feeling you are too. Just because I'm not. I'm a questioner.
Yeah. So,
like, I'm probably the worst kind. And I'm not an upholder. People think I'm an upholder, but I'm a questioner.
Yeah.
Which kind of leans towards rebel, which is so funny. People don't realize that. But a lot of the people inside of the organized community and our team, my organizers, they're all obligers.
Yeah.
But what I hear you saying is you were able to take your obliger tendency and almost the community and the program that you bought made you realize your own goals, because it held you accountable to your own goals versus... You see what I'm saying? Like, I think it worked.
Exactly. Yeah, I know it did. It was amazing.
Whereas left to your own devices, it probably, you know, you would have kept putting everything else before that. But because you invested in it, it was like, okay, well, now I'm accountable, almost like you're accountable to me.
Yes, exactly. I think so.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So what do you have more of now?
Time and money. Because of that silly green slash pocket, I've got to have goals and I'm saving money. And the other thing is, when I'm organizing, I'm not going out and buying silly things in the dollar section at Target or because I don't want to bring clutter in my house.
Right.
And, but also just wanting, I don't know, just to stay clutter-free because I stay stress-free. Mm-hmm. And then that gives me more time too. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So unpack
all the clutter.
This more time. How much more time do you think you have? What are you doing with this more time? What does it feel like?
Well, if it was summer, I feel like I'd be outside doing stuff with my kids, but right now it's cold. So I have more time to be present, I guess, with my kids and less stressed about what's going on in my house, that I can't get a handle on my house, my, you know, laundry, things like that. Yeah. I get up in the morning and I start my laundry. I get my machines working, like you say. And as long as I get a load of laundry done, folded and put it away, by the end of the day, I'm good. So I just can be present with my kids. I started gymnastics with my daughter in September. And just things like that, being able to be there and be mom and not be stressed. That's
and what does Dave think? Like, what does he think of the program?
He says I'm less stressed too. That was his first thing before even the money and my chiropractic license. He said, you just seem less stressed and you seem happier. Of course I have stressful times, you know, when things are, you know, time is just, everybody has stressful times in life, but he says, you just seem happier and less stressed for sure.
And that's huge. Like, I mean, especially at the ages of your children. I mean, I don't know how much one-on-one time you get with Dave, but I'm sure it's not much.
Right.
Yeah. Not much. And almost, it's not like you get a lot of one-on-one time, but when he's around, if you're less stressed, your time together is better, even if you're not talking one-on-one.
Right. I'm more present with him too, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I think that, so some people listening have kids, some people listening don't have kids, mm-hmm. but in those years where your kids are like from birth until they're out of the house, which apparently is probably never going to happen, but yeah. they do take priority because like they depend on us for like, you know, life, food, money, all the things. Right. And so we often try to get this time away with our spouse or date nights or all of that. Mm-hmm. And I used to think quality versus quantity time. So if we got a date night, then it was good enough. Well, not really. Like if I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off and I'm stressed and I have 89 things on my to-do list because I like it that way. Even if I'm present because Greg is in the house, he does not feel like he gets any of my attention. And it's worse than if I was just gone.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so it's just that the less stress, more availability to everyone, yourself, your spouse, your kids, whatever comes up during the day, like they notice that they could feel it almost.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
So, because you're a chiropractor, I want to ask you this question. So I've studied chiropractic, I've studied everything. I'm like a almost pro and everything. It's hilarious. But I've studied chiropractic a lot. And what I find really interesting, I had my kids go through extensive chiropractic and this thing called NAET, which is the Nebrutabans Allergy Elimination Technique.
Yes.
All of my money goes to all these things.
Yes.
So everything has energy. But when I studied, like I remember sitting in the chiropractor's office and they had a chart of all of your teeth. Mm-hmm. And every single one of your teeth is connected to another organ system in your body.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is why dental health is so important. Mm-hmm. Like my grandfather was a dentist and they always said, never miss your dental appointments. It's so important that your teeth are healthy. And you know, in chiropractic, your whole body is connected. Like I'm sure people know that if you massage your foot, you can hit every area of your body as well. And I was looking at the chiropractic chart because I have always had upper body tension. Mm-hmm. And when I got rid of Coca-Cola, that went away. But now my spine... Maggie, you'll laugh. My spine is straight and completely crooked. Like if I stood up, you would just be like, oh my gosh, Lisa, you're going to need a lot of, wish I was your chiropractor because he's getting all your money right now. Yes, he is. I really enjoy him. Anyway, I'm totally crooked. Mm-hmm. And so my spine is going into, my neck is going into my spine at an angle. Like we can't release one side of it. And we've been to many chiropractor appointments.
Right.
But when I look at your arms, and how your nerves relate out from your spine, from the upper body, is totally different than the lower body.
Right.
And the different organs that impacts. I'm like, oh, Abby has lower back problems. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, she's all lower back. I'm all upper back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, or what I'd like to ask you or have you expound on is, when you fix one thing chiropractically, it opens up energy in other things, other parts of your body. And so if you're familiar more with medical, like Maggie is, and in chiropractic, or even in traditional physician, when one issue is resolved, another one flares up, and then that one is resolved until the whole body is organized.
Right.
Do you see similarities in how you're getting your home organized and your reduction in stress related to I'm a questioner. So I love to see all those relations.
That's so interesting. So, you know, as far as our body goes, your brain can really only focus so much on one area of pain, like multiple areas. It's just, it kind of prioritizes it. So for you, your neck or your headaches or whatever. And then mm-hmm. when that's resolved, it may, something else may kind of surface. And that's really interesting that you say that, because yes, I'd say probably starting out my kitchen, and especially before I got the paper organized, I just felt like there was paper everywhere. Like I don't have any household paper anywhere. I have kids' art everywhere still because they're constantly drawing and things like that. But there is no more incoming paper issue in my house. And then my kitchen became clean after mm-hmm. I handled that. And so now kind of I did my kitchen in one day in like yes. 6 hours this time around. So now I think my hot button area is more our entryway, where everything drops, because we're in a 3-story townhome. So you walk in and it's like a basement, and then that's my husband's man cave, which has also kind of newly become a hot spot since Christmas. Mm-hmm. I've dumped a lot of stuff in there, and he's like, Maggie, when is Lisa's program going to help you out in my man cave?
I'm getting called to the carpet all over the country.
So now that's kind of my focus area, because my kitchen's good. My master closet's pretty good. It needs to be tidied a little bit right now, but it's nothing I couldn't fix in like a half hour, probably, honestly. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm focusing, and kind of where I left off.
Last round.
Yeah. I kind of took, Christmas and holidays and everything, so stepped away, but then came back and did other things. And then, so that's probably where I need to focus now. But I am still going to do my refrigerator today, because I noticed that needs to be done, and that's today's day. So my refrigerator is getting cleaned out.
Yeah. And I know my chiropractor said to me, like when I went in for the first appointment, he was like, okay, here's the problem. Yeah. And he said, do you want to eliminate the pain or do you want to eliminate the problem?
Yes. Yes. And that's all.
And I said, tell me the difference. He goes, I can get rid of the pain in 3 to 8 appointments.
Yeah.
He said to fix the problem is going to take quite a long time.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? My kids are 18 and 20 and it's my turn. So I said, we're fixing the problem. And I go 3 times a week. I do my exercises. I have exercises at home. He's like, Lisa, you are my star student. I was like, great. Words of affirmation is all I need. Just tell me I'm doing a job and I will be here like 5 days a week. And I'm loving it, because we have insurance for it mm-hmm. and I have the time for it, and I'm ready to prioritize it before I go on the book tour. And like, I don't want to, not be able to move, and I'm on all these airplanes and everything. Right. So I am fixing the problem. And so mm-hmm. often when you're looking at getting organized, do you want to eliminate the pain? Like, do you just need a Sunday basket and to get your kitchen organized? Or do you want to fix the problem so that you're set for the next decade? And I think that's kind of a correlation to just getting a little done or getting it all done.
I agree. And it totally, you got to fix the problem to take care of the symptoms. Absolutely. Totally. That's such a cool analogy.
This is what I do. Sit over here and ruminate on all these really big thoughts, and then have a podcast so everybody can hear them.
I love it.
All right. So Maggie, is there anything you wish you had known sooner?
I just wish I guess I could say I wish I started sooner, although I don't know that it would have been the right time in my life. I think mm-hmm. when I started, because I had listened to you for 2 years before I actually bought the program. So I made progress. And then I think when I was ready to not be an ostrich anymore mm-hmm. and to get a hold of my finances, and I did the 100 days and the 6 payments. In fact, I had emailed Pat about paying it off early, because I had the money to pay it off early, but I went ahead and just finished off the 6 payments, and I bought some other things, I think, along the way.
She'll let you do that too, I'll tell you that.
I bought all the things, Lisa, except for the portable Sunday basket, which is next on my list. But I think I did it in the right time in my life. Mm-hmm. But if I had advice, or just do it. It mm-hmm. will make a difference in your life in so many aspects, aside from just your house, just your life itself. It is actually life-changing. Like, I don't think I'm as much of an ostrich anymore. I think I tackle problems head on more than I used to. And I've become more of a problem solver and less running away from my
That
job.
Is so cool, because that really, I didn't know that was a learnable skill.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I heard, I don't know if it's a podcast or book, this was a long, long, long time ago. And they said you can only solve problems at the level of your experience. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if it was a scale of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. But like, you know, like little kids can just solve level 1 problems, like where's right. my toy or whatever. But as we become adults, I think we do get stuck in our everyday, and we can only solve problems at the level to which we let our mindset believe that we can. You know, I think the 2 years of listening to the podcast was really preparing you to take your head out of the sand and be like, but I have the mental capacity to tackle this now. Yeah. Whereas had you bought it 2 years ago, I agree. I don't know if it would have necessarily been the same experience for you.
Right, right. I almost wonder if I would have been hidden from the program, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Because I just wasn't in the right mindset, and just listening to you, and I've listened to the podcast 100 times over. Like, so just listening and just getting motivated and knowing that I could do it, just listening to you tell me I could do it, then I was ready to do it, and it's just life-changing. So thank you.
I wonder how much of it is we're not used to being told as adults that we can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're not used to, you know, we don't have teachers or moms anymore or coaches saying, you got this, you could do this, take the next step, I believe in you, like, I'll give you grace, it's okay, it's not going to be perfect. And just right. hearing that in the podcast, I think maybe why people listen to the podcast so much is because they're like, just tell me again. Just yeah. tell me again.
Yeah.
We've even had people email and be like, on the next podcast, can you just say this? Because I have to hear it one more time. I had somebody DM me on Instagram and they were like, can you please tell me I'm allowed to donate the Longaberger basket to Goodwill? And I texted back, hashtag permission granted. And they texted back, thanks, it's all I needed. Like we just need somebody to non-judgmentally say, yes.
Yeah.
You're not alone. We're all thinking this way. You're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Exactly.
Where do you hear that though as an adult?
You don't, and especially as a mom too. Yeah. I think as you spend all of your time and energy yeah. just pouring it into your kids, you can do this, you know, just encouraging them. And we don't always get that back. Not saying that our spouses and our family isn't supportive, but we probably don't share maybe where we're feeling we're struggling, and just finding your podcast and hearing that and mm-hmm. making some ground in all aspects of life, it's huge. It's huge for moms, and I'm sure not moms too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I do think women in general, this is changing, mm-hmm. but you know, when I had children, I even see in my cousins who have babies that they're constantly comparing themselves to the other moms and the other kids and what's wrong with my kid. I'm like, your kids are perfect. And they're like, no, this is wrong. And this is wrong. And this person said I have to do this. And this person said I have to do this. I'm like, I'm an educator. And I would tell you if there's something wrong, there's nothing wrong with this kid. This kid is perfect. This right. child right here. It's perfect. I'm like, and related to the family members, like it's a mirror image of the family members. It's a quirkiness of our family, not a deficiency in the child. Like right. the kid's good to go. And they're like, really? Do you really think so? Like, we are so worried that we are going to screw up our family or our kids or ourselves or the world. Or take a deep breath, play another game of Candyland, take a nap. Go right. out and get the McDonald's Happy Meal. They will live with one McDonald's Happy Meal. Like, right. stop being so hard. We're so hard on ourselves.
Yes.
So that's why the little girls are potty training themselves. Forget it. Right. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about mom. I got this covered. Like, we
yeah,
are.
Exactly.
We're just,
exactly.
And it is so rare. I mean, I can't even think of an example. And I know thousands of women where I see a woman that's like, that one mailed it in. You just don't even see it.
Right. Right.
They're just so conscientious.
Yes.
We're just so hard on ourselves. I think we're just way too hard on ourselves than we need to be.
I agree.
And give ourselves grace and give each other grace.
Yes, absolutely.
Maggie, this has been such a pleasure. Is there any last words that you want to share with our audience or anything I didn't cover?
No, I just want to say thank you. And I, you know what, thinking about when I came across your podcast too, way back when, you're from Cincinnati. Both my parents are from Cincinnati. My entire family lives in Cincinnati and Westchester, everything. So I think that was the other thing that kind of pulled me into your podcast.
So they're all coming to Embrace, right? And you're going to come join them? You're all going to come.
Yes.
You heard it here. Maggie and her whole entire family is not even going to need to rent a hotel room, and they're coming to Embrace.
I know. We'll fill it up.
I would love to hug you in person and meet all of your family members, Maggie. Yes. Thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. It was so fun.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.